Chrysanthemum Cliff, I want to talk toilet paper with you.
That does not sound very Christmassy, but...
It is.
I trust you.
It is, Cliff. Remember back in the dumpster fire of 2020 when we were all clamoring for toilet paper? And then there were people going to Costco and hoarding toilet paper, and we were all freaking out. I wasn't personally freaking out because I just kept thinking about how, you know, what's the big deal? Use like a tissue or a paper towel or like something else and just...
Right before the pandemic, I ended up with like a case of paper towels. So I figured like worst comes to worst. But I will tell you, I'm going through boxes yesterday, moving some stuff around because we're still unpacking a little bit. And I ran across an entire case of toilet paper that we moved with us.
So
I remember 2020.
Yeah, it was important to a lot of people. And if you have someone on your gift list who flipped the F out when the toilet paper shortage happened, I think this could be such a fun and funny gift idea. There's two companies that do high-end delivery toilet paper. One is called Who Gives a Crap? And the toilet paper comes all boxed up and it has really lovely wrapping on each individual roll, and it's on special, 48 rolls for $52 for your first order. So that's a lot of toilet paper, and it's fun. It's, I mean, even the name of the company, Who Gives a Crap? So that's fun to unwrap, and it's hilarious, especially if you know someone who was flipping out with the toilet paper thing. Send them a bunch of toilet paper. And the other options, a little more expensive. It's a place called Peach, P-E-A-C-H. It's a monthly toilet paper delivery system. It starts at 8 rolls for $24.
Ouch.
But the cool thing about Peach is a portion of their proceeds go to benefit human trafficking victims. So I don't know if you've ever been in one of those. Probably not you, Cliff, because you're a man. But in
I've never been human trafficked before. No.
Right. Well, yeah. In the truck stop bathrooms, in the bathrooms along the highway when you're doing a road trip.
Yeah.
In the women's bathroom specifically, in almost every stall, there's always these little posters that say, hey, if you're a victim of trafficking, call this number. Here's the safe thing to do, because the truckers have gotten together to try to protect people trafficking. So the fact that there's this toilet paper company that's giving back to victims of human trafficking kind of all makes sense in that, in my mind anyway. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, but every time I go on a trip and I stop at a rest stop bathroom, there's always a sign in there that's like, if you're being trafficked, call this number. But Who Gives a Crap and Peach are the two high-end toilet paper options. And I think it'd be a pretty fun and funny gift. Everyone needs toilet paper in general, so it's not going to go to waste. And it's funny. And it's fun. And I don't even know what high-end toilet paper feels like, so I would be curious to try it.
I bet it's nice. I bet it's really nice. My dad is literally the hardest person in the world to buy gifts for, because he literally is that guy who already has everything, and if he doesn't have it, he just buys it for himself. Mm-hmm. So Who Gives a Crap toilet paper might actually be his Christmas present now, because he'll think it's hilarious, and like he seems like a person that might appreciate high-end toilet paper. And $52 isn't bad for a bunch of toilet paper. That's not bad at all.
No, it's not terrible. And yeah, and the Peach toilet paper is made out of bamboo, which is one of the nicer renewable resources.
I mean, if you've ever like accidentally planted bamboo, you know that it renews itself very, 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 very quickly. So
have you done that, Cliff?
Yeah, my parents actually had bamboo in their backyard, and it's like, don't plant bamboo unless you plant it in a pot. That's what I'm going to say. Like, it's okay. It grows very tall, very thick, and spreads like weeds. So, but it's also very, very, very soft. Like, bamboo clothing is super soft. So that sounds like it's probably, it'd be very nice for what it's intended for. I think it would be very pleasant. So,
well, those are alternative types of toilet paper. You have alternative styles of Christmas trees to report on.
Yeah, so we mentioned briefly in episode one that my brother bought a rainbow Christmas tree, obviously fake. Like, they don't grow rainbow Christmas trees.
What?
I know, it's weird. He went to some sort of Christmas tree store. He did not specify where, and let his daughter pick out a Christmas tree. She's six. And so you're pretty much guaranteed that you're going to end up with a rainbow Christmas tree when you let a six-year-old girl pick out, you know. Although if I let Carter pick out a Christmas tree, he might have picked out a rainbow one too. Although he actually in real life picked out a very sensible, normal, you know, green fake Christmas tree. So
that sounds terrible. What has happened to him since I've met him?
He is going to decorate it with, like he has a lot of very, very fun, ornaments. So maybe, okay. Maybe it's like, let the ornaments do the talking and, you know, put it on a base Christmas tree. So, okay. But what do you think? What do you think about a rainbow Christmas tree or a, like you can get them in all sorts of colors now. They come in pink and they come in silver. You know, obviously you can just do green, but you can do, you know, flocked Christmas trees that are fake. Like what do you think about fun Christmas tree colors? Is that something that interests you, or are you a traditionalist when it comes to Christmas trees?
I'm not a traditionalist in any sense at all, Cliff.
Ever, never.
Zero. I am not boxed by the constraints of societal norms, Cliff. I just do what I need to do not to get arrested. So I think you do what makes you happy. And also, the more you're talking about it, it's like if you buy the rainbow Christmas tree and you are tired of it after a while, no one is saying that you can't go buy that spray paint that you can get at any hardware store and just spray it green later. You know, that the spray paint that you use to do, like, plastic lawn furniture sticks to the... Yeah, like, you can start crazy and then ease it back later if you decide, you know, when your six-year-old daughter turns 15 and is like, you know what, I'm kind of over the rainbow Christmas tree. It's like, oh, okay, cool. How about silver? How about gold? How about green again? Whatever, black. I think that... You know, oh, hi! Brooke just popped into the podcast, bright and merry.
And then she popped right back out.
I can't
hear. Oh, she can't hear, so, yeah. Anyway, she says hello.
Hello!
Yeah, I think the good news about fake Christmas trees, too, is they don't last very long. You know, like a fake Christmas tree only lasts, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. We bought one when we very first moved to Seattle, and half the lights went out on it when we tried to put it up last year. So we ended up getting another fake Christmas tree, but it was actually just the exact same one we already own. So, like, I'm not very imaginative, I guess. I guess I do stick to tradition. I am constrained by society. I bought a green poofy Christmas tree, but I like it a lot. I mean, it has a lot of lights on it. But, you know, I think you get a green Christmas tree this year, and if you you get a rainbow Christmas tree this year. If you hate it 2 or 3 years from now, that's fine. They're always on sale, like, late November. Just go grab another one, and maybe the next time it's silver, maybe next time it's green, you know. Just roll with it. But it was fun. It was really, really fun.
And we live in the Facebook marketplace world now. So, you know, you hang on to that thing if you don't like it anymore and post that up in mid-November next year. Somebody is going to give you a nice amount of money for that rainbow Christmas tree if you're over it next year.
I feel kind of bad. So I tried to give it, you know, so we got our, you know, we had an extra Christmas tree and it mostly worked. Like, it was still a pretty nice Christmas tree. It just needed some relighting, right? And so we tried to take it to Value Village in Seattle, which is like kind of like a Goodwill kind of place. And they're like, oh, we don't take Christmas trees out of season because we can't sell it in July. And we don't want to store it for 6 months until we can. I'm like, okay, absolutely get that. And I just waited until they were super busy and I just went and dropped it off. So is that put me on the naughty list, Heather?
No, not at all.
Okay. Good, good, good.
No, I had a similar experience. Cause I was trying to donate an older TV. With the tube still in it, but it was cool and vintage, and all the kids love vintage now. And I honestly would have loved to have kept it, but I also don't watch TV that often.
Sure.
And there was a part of me that's like, we already have 3 TVs in the house. Do I need a 4th kitschy TV in my life? No, I do not. Like, how many TVs can I watch at a time? So...
The perfect number of TVs to have is one more than you have people living in your house. So that's, you have 3, I have 4. It makes sense.
It's enough. And as much as, yeah, I love the kitschiness of the old TV and it works and I'm delighted when I turn it on. I was like, someone else will like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can pick it up and get some use out of it. And they're like, nope, we don't take the tube TVs anymore. And it's $25 if you want to throw it away because it has a tube in it. So I'm like, literally, I can't donate this and I have to pay. This is so dumb. Like, it was the most ridiculous thing, Cliff.
Did you just leave it somewhere?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I just left it.
Santa will understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.